Up next on American Restoration.
What's this?
Somebody sent it out for restoration.
All right.
Do you know what this is?
No, just that it's fragile and it's sharp. God, what is that? That's bad. Oh, man, that's cool.
I've called Rick up to come see my 1950s stamp machine.
You have a key?
No, the lock is actually bent.
Not knowing what's on the inside?
I don't know. Pull up over in here.
Redley and I were just on our way to do a little picking, when all of a sudden, we hear a loud knock come from the engine.
That thing's done. Gonna need a new motor. You didn't say what I think you just said, did you?
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. What's this?
Somebody sent it out for a restoration job.
All right.
From time to time, people ship items to us that they want to have restored. And I just love getting to tear right in to see what's inside.
Do you know what this is?
No, it's fragile and it's sharp, so you be careful. It says right on it, sharp blade in red.
Thank you. Pull it.
God, that's cool.
What is it?
You know what it is?
Slicing machine.
It's called a Burkle. It's the first meat slicer that was manufactured in the United States. This is the slicer of all slicers. All the New York delis, all the famous delis, this is what they use. This thing was meant to slice bone and all. I mean, it just sliced through whatever it wanted to go through. I mean, it was bad.
I bet you it's not even that sharp.
Is it sharp?
Yeah, it got me. That hurt.
All right, so what you would do is you put the meat under here, push it down. This slides in and out.
Okay.
Okay, so you get your depth of your meat, and then this thing here is gonna turn, and this is gonna send it through. This has gotta be one of the baddest pieces that's ever came into the shop. It looks a lot like meat slicers around today, but it's almost 100 years old.
So how much do you think it's gonna cost to restore this thing?
Well, I bet we have 10 hours tearing it down. Then once we get it apart, I mean, this is all nickeled here. There's nickel all over the side of it. This is nickel. I mean, there's a lot of time in this thing. And then put a nice paint job on it, and I bet you we will have 20 hours putting this thing back together.
That's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're looking at probably 4,500.
Whoever has to tear this down could possibly lose some fingers.
Well, just be careful. I mean, get that blade off and you'll be all right, okay?
Yep.
So let's get this thing apart and don't lose any parts, all right?
Any bodily parts. Might end up with half a kid left.
All right, here we go.
For the past few months, Brettley's been pretty much begging to go on a pick. And today, I'm gonna actually let him go on one. So Ron and Brettley are hitting the open road. And who knows, maybe he'll surprise me.
All right, Kyle, think we can tear this thing down without taking a hand off?
I think so.
Or a finger? We're gonna need like a torch or something, unless you're gonna heat him up with your good looks.
Bring us some heat for this meat.
Someone calling a chef?
My dad is having me tear it on this meat slicer. This thing is pretty gnarly, and I really don't want to lose my hand. So I'm having Kyle and Dave help me out.
Oh, nasty.
What?
That's gnarly.
Brush
right
your
there,
hair
man.
With this.
See, do you know how much crap
that's
is
pretty gross,
in
huh?
There?
Now it's in my hair.
While my guys get cranking on the meat slicer, I'm gonna meet up with a new potential customer who called me earlier and told me he's got something he'd like to get restored. Oh man, that's cool. That's cool.
I've called Rick up to come see my 1950s stamp machine.
Check that thing out. John, where'd you get your hands on this thing?
I found it in the desert hiking with some friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we came upon a pile of these laying in a shed.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So when was that? How many years ago?
About 40 years ago.
Wow. These things were the silent salesman. What you do is you go to the post office and you get your stamps. Well, they'd close, right? But they still had people needing stamps. So they'd put these in drugstores and all over the place so that you could come in and you could buy your stamps without having the post office, you know, have it to give it to you. It's quite the piece of American memorabilia, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This thing is so friggin' cool. Stamp machines have been around since the early 1900s and were one of the first coin-operated vendors ever made. Not only were they a really convenient way for people to get the postage they needed, they were a great marketing tool.
So what are you thinking about doing to it?
Well, I'd like to see it be functional again.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to put coins in it and see these come out with a couple of stamps in them.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to get it totally restored original.
Yes.
Basically.
Get it as close as you can.
Oh, I'll hit it right on the head. When I get it open, I'll be able to tell what it held. I'll do a little research to see how many stamps it held. The lock, you have a key?
No, the lock is actually bent.
If it's messed up, I don't know. In the post office, they used a certain kind of lock, so I'm really gonna need to get inside of it and be able to tell.
And how much do you think that'll cost?
Not knowing what's on the inside, and the bodywork, and then rekey your lock. With all that, I'm probably gonna be between $900 and $1,200. Because I really want it looking just like it was. So how's that sound to you?
Well, I'm looking forward to fulfill this childhood dream.
Awesome.
Thanks. Rick gave me an estimate of $900 to $1,200. I'm really hoping he can keep it under budget. I can't wait for this to be done, set up, and a piece of working history.
All right, Ron, it's about time. I've been dreaming about this, and it's finally happened. I'm going picking today. I'm stoked. I'm ready.
God, I hope so.
Today, Ron is taking me out for my first time picking, and I can't wait.
This is your opportunity to really shine. I want you to go back and show Rick that you're not a screw-up.
Sweet.
What's it? Really, do you hear that noise?
That noise? That's always like that.
No, dude, that can't be right, man. Pull up over in here. We've been on the road for over an hour now, and all of a sudden, Brantley's truck starts making a loud knocking sound. Whatever it is, it doesn't sound pretty. All right, well, you go shut her off.
Man, this sucks, especially because it's a shop truck I always use. Why does this stuff always happen to me?
Bone dry, dude. Bone freaking dry. Here's a golden rule. Engines have to have oil. The oil level in Brantley's truck is completely empty. That means this kid's been driving around for months without even checking it. At this point, we have no other option but to get this thing towed to a nearby auto shop and have somebody take a better look at it.
21's locked and loaded.
Here we go, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Rick.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Locked out like usual. My buddy Brian just showed up to take a look at the lock on this old stamp vending machine. He's helped us out a bunch in the past, and I'm convinced if anybody can figure this out, he can.
What do you got for me?
It's an old stamp machine.
Okay.
And it had a lock mechanism on the front of it.
When I look at the lock, it looks like something that's made by Eagle Lock Company way back when. The main way I can tell is I've been doing this since I was 10 years old, and they used a lock very similar to that in the mailboxes.
You think you can key it, or?
See the little flat springs in there?
Oh, yeah, I see them.
Two little flat springs in there. There's two levers in there, but I'll be able to tell. I can put a key in there, wiggle it, and it should make some little marks on there. But it's got to be able to turn at least this much.
Okay.
So that I can get on the wafers and make the marks. The way the lock is assembled, if you take it apart, you drill off the tops of them, you don't have enough left of it to put it back together. So if it comes apart, it's not going back together. It goes in the trash. Yeah, I can feel a little bit of, I don't know if you can see it or not, but there's a
sure
mark
enough.
Right there.
Yep.
So that's one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's another one, little tiny one next to it.
Right. So those are the levers.
That's the lever I want.
Make a mark on there. Like a chalkboard you got going on there. My teeth hurt.
You like that, huh?
I don't like that.
There you go.
Check that out.
Look at that.
Piece of cake.
It's like I knew what I was doing.
That's cool. Thank you very much.
Hey.
You saved my butt again.
My pleasure.
Now that Brian rekeyed this lock, it's time to get this thing flying through the line.
It's
this it?
Yep, this is it.
Earlier, Rettley's work truck broke down while we're on the road. Now, we just pulled up to the auto shop, and hopefully we can find out how much the damage is.
You want to go ahead and start it up?
Yeah.
And see what it sounds like.
Here we go.
That thing's done. Gonna need a new motor.
You didn't say it, I think you just said, did you?
It's done. It's completely, nothing can be done to it. Not outside of putting another motor in it. Takes 2 or 3 days and we can have you back on the road.
2 or 3 days? I'm not gonna be stuck in the middle of nowhere for that long, especially with Brett.
It's time to do the nasty. Let's go call Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
My truck broke down the way out here.
How'd it break down?
Well, it was dry on oil, so.
Oh, lovely. Where's the truck around?
All right.
Hey.
What the f*** going on?
Rettley didn't put oil in the engine. He... Nope, started ticking. I looked over, and the oil gauge was in the red, and the motor's done, dude. It's done.
This isn't just a prank, is it?
Wish it was, my man. Wish it was.
I'll help you for a problem.
Earlier, we got in a really cool meat slicer from the early 1900s.
Hey, I'm looking for Dwayne.
I'm Dwayne.
Since it doesn't look like Ron and Brettley are getting back to town anytime soon, now I have to drop off a bunch of parts for this thing to get painted using a special procedure called powder coating. There's so many moving parts on this meat slicer that if we use regular paint, there's a chance it would wear off. This method should stand the test of time.
We need to try to match this color.
Okay.
Okay, that's gonna be on everything.
Okay, I'll have my guys get on it right away.
Okay, bud. I'm trusting you now.
Yes, we'll have it ready for you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Powder coating is a better way of painting. You don't have the chemicals and the fumes as you would a liquid paint. First is a pre-treatment. All of your parts are ran through a phosphoric acid mixed with water. And what that does is help take the oil and dirt off the product and also helps with the etching onto the product. Once it's pre-treated, it's hung on a rack, then it's placed in our oven at 420 degrees, and then it's powder coated at a high temperature. The powder is actually charged electrostatically, and that's what allows it to stick to metal. It is thicker than paint, and it will last 10 times as long. Once Rick sees this meat slicer, I guarantee you he's not going to want to liquid paint anymore, and we'll be seeing Rick more often.
A little while ago, Ron and Brettley got stranded out in the desert after breaking one of my trucks. So while Phil's finishing up with the bodywork on the stamp machine and Ted makes new graphics, I'm on my way out to go pick up Ron and Brettley.
For this piece, I'm sketching my designs on the computer using images of what it originally looked like as a reference. Once that's done, I'm going to tape off the surface of the stamp machine with a new design and paint them on.
Yeah, there we go. That'll work.
While I wait for the parts for the meat slice to get back from the powder coating, Rick's had me make a new sharpening stone since the original one was broken. The customer wants to use this thing for a long time, so we need to make sure that the blade can continue to be sharpened.
Not bad.
Hey, Ron, I'm on my way. I'll be there in like 30 seconds, all right?
Dude, don't worry about it, man. Everything's cool. We got everything handled.
Everything's cool. What do you mean, cool?
I mean, you don't have to worry about anything, all right? We got this handled. We took care of it. And we actually have a surprise for you.
Yeah, just hang on. I'll be there in like 30 seconds, all right? Bye.
What the hell are you guys doing with this? Did you buy this?
Yeah.
How'd you buy it?
Well, I used some cash, which I had, but most of it went on the card.
The car, dude, you can't do that. You cannot make such a big purchase without letting me know.
Well, I honestly just thought that, you know, Brettley's truck's down. That's not gonna be any good for us whatsoever.
First, my idiot brother and Brettley break my truck which is gonna cost me thousands of dollars. And now they go and buy this box truck. On the company card, I swear, if he wasn't my blood, he'd be fired.
What'd you pay?
I'd put about 7 on the card. Dude, before you blow up, will you just please look at it? I've driven it. It's a champ, dude. It'll carry a ton. Just walk around it, take a look. It's clean for us to put your logo on. It's gas, not diesel, a lift gate.
This thing is a monster, but with expanding the business, this actually might come in handy, I guess.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
I don't know. I mean, it's not really in the budget right now, but I don't know. I think we might be able to make something out of this. I mean, you can haul more load. It is a pretty sweet truck. Just go ahead and meet me back at the shop.
Okay.
You know, and Ron, next time, call me first. Don't think you did a great thing. Just call me.
I think you're going. You ain't driving. You better be scooting your ass all the way across.
We've been working on this really cool stamp machine, and now Kyle's putting it back together. And just in time, because the customer should be here any minute to pick it up.
Okay. All right, I think we're good.
Rick!
Hey, John. How you been?
I've come to Rick's restoration today. Rick's been restoring a 1950s stamp machine for me. I'm hoping that he's gonna have it looking beautiful. This is exciting.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so here it is. You ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
What do you think?
I love it. Wow.
We went and redid the whole paint job on the front. The face of it, you know, we stripped it all off and then repainted it. And then we lettered it and then cleared over it. So it's got that porcelain look like, you know, it used to have. And everything is exactly like it was. That's the original lock in there.
Great.
And we made you a key. We had a guy come over and show us how to notch it all out and fit the key in. So now that works.
And these are the correct stamps for this time period.
Yeah, this is the correct stamp for this time period, exactly. And how we knew that was because of this 4 and this 3. What the deal is with the 3 is that you would have 3 3-cent stamps, which would equal 9 cents, but 1 cent actually went to the shop owner.
Man, that thing is beautiful. It looks like it's new, ready to be put in a grocery store or something.
You want to see it work?
I want to see it work.
All right.
Wow. And there they are, 4 1 setters.
Right there. Just like
that's
the olden
terrific.
Days.
I couldn't be more pleased.
Good. I'm glad you like it. And thank you for giving us the privilege to do it. I really, really appreciate it. It's
awesome.
Thank you.
My childhood dream was fulfilled today. The thing is complete. I'm going to be able to hang it up and enjoy it forever.
A little while ago, a customer sent in a really cool meat slicer that we've been fixing up. We got all the parts back from being powder coated, and Ted just finished up with the detailing. Now Kyle and Cowboy are putting it back together.
I'm ready for a sandwich.
Hey, babe. Dave is here for you. Dave, this is Rick.
Dave, hi, Rick.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
He's here for
meat slicer.
The meat slicer.
Merkel meat slicer.
How did it go?
You want to see it?
I'm dying to see it.
Awesome.
I came to Rick's Restoration today to pick up my 1913 Burkel meat slicer. The meat slicer was in pretty bad shape. It needed lots of work and paint, and so I really hope Rick was able to put it together and make it look as good as new.
Okay, here we go.
Wow. What do you think?
Are you kidding? Oh my God. Look at that. When Rick first pulled off the black cover, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it because what it looked like before and what it looks like now, I mean, I imagine that's what it looked like brand new.
What do you think? I mean,
I think it's fantastic. Look at the color and the details here.
Yeah. You know, what we did was we tore it apart. We ended up fixing these stones for the sharpening wheels.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this a new blade, too?
No.
That's the original blade.
That's the original blade.
Wow.
On the color end of it, I thought I was going back and forth with thinking, do I want to paint this and have you call me, 6 months later and say it's starting to paint, starting to come off? You know, I didn't want that. So I
So I delved into powder coating. It's sort of like the way porcelain's done. It's heated up to like 500 degrees, and it ends up less chips, less nicks, stuff like that, okay?
So the paint's gonna stick and last.
Yeah, it'll take a hammer.
Wow.
And it won't wear off at all.
Wow. Phenomenal. I couldn't even imagine that it would look so good, really. It looks brand new. When I was a child, it looked like an old machine already. The meat slicer's been in my family since the 1930s, and we've used it to slice prosciuttos and capicolos and cold cuts to make sandwiches for all of the kids, and so we grew up using the slicer. Rick, do you happen to have salami or prosciutto around here?
We got a nice turkey.
A nice turkey.
Okay, so we put it in here.
Then you have to set how thick you want it.
Okay. Over here, there. So what'd you say, four?
Yeah, four is good.
Okay.
Let's see what four does.
Like. All right, here we go.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah,
looking good.
Think?
Look at that. That's working great.
Yeah, I mean, it's turkey, but what can I say?
It's, you know, it's processed not turkey, too.
It is, that's right. It's
not homemade prosciutto.
No.
But
no.
It'll do for today.
Yeah.
Rick, it's unbelievable. It looks beautiful. It's great. Thank you very much.
It's great to do. Thanks for bringing it in.
Thank you. I can't wait to get the slicer home so my father can see it. My father is 84 years old, and he remembers it his whole life, so it's just a wonderful thing to be able to have and to bring back home and to use again.
Where the hell is the dipstick anyways?
Earlier, Bradley ran the oil dry and seized the engine in one of my work trucks.
Where the hell is the dipstick?
As punishment, he's got a new job around here and a new nickname, Dipstick.
Oh, this sucks. If I could just get the damn dipstick in.